Where do we find the content specifically for us? For you, for me, child-free women. Where do we find our content? I'm sorry, but this is like seriously beyond a needle in a haystack situation. This is worse than that. Well, let's talk about that. That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life.
Where is our content? Where can a child-free woman find a book, a blog, a podcast, a Facebook page, a movie, a TV show, etc.? Why is it so difficult to find true, relatable content for child-free women? Granted, as I'm recording this early 2021, there has been a boom of child-free women or child-free related content on Instagram, on Facebook. There are definitely more podcasts like this one available. But if you search the podcast, there are some that are no longer active. And there are some that are for men and women, married couples, partnered couples, singles, but there are not many that are very specific for child-free women. And that's why I'm here, yours truly. But overall, let's look at the grand scope of content. Movies, TV shows. One, we're never depicted or portrayed positively. Am I right? Blogs. I think if you were to compare how many mommy blogs there are out there in the world versus child-free women blogs, you get the picture. So I just don't know where it is. Is it that there's a smaller percentage of us looking for it, or there's a smaller percentage of us wanting this content? Therefore, the demand is not there? Or is it that the content is not rich, and so we're not finding it? Or is it that it's out there and what's out there is not necessarily a lot of examples? Or I'm not sure. I don't know how to explain it, but we need more. We need more. So my friend, if you're listening to this and you are a writer, start a blog about child-free women. If you want to get into podcasting, check out my show notes. I can help you. If you want to get onto YouTube and do something lifestyle related, but the point of view of a child-free woman, get out there and do it. We need more of us out there. The thing is, when it comes to content and when it comes to things that are created, there's so much room for all of us. It's not like just one pie and everybody's taking a piece and there's no pie left. It's like being in a bake store. It's like being in a bakery where there's hundreds of pies. And another thing about content is that I could be talking about this same exact thing as three other content creators. And the four of us are going to appeal to four completely different child-free women. So who is listening to me now? Thank you. But you may enjoy the way I present content. You may not enjoy the other three creators. I choose audio. One, because I don't like to type. And I haven't really tried those, what are they called? When you just speak what you want to type. I haven't tried that on Google, but I guess I'm going to soon. So I'm not a big typer, and I don't consider myself a writer. I consider myself, one, an audio lover. I'm a lover of audio in general. And so that's how I absorb what I need to absorb via audio. So that's why I created a podcast, and I'm completely comfortable doing this. So I would not be doing a blog, a written blog. This is my version of a blog, is this podcast. But if you are comfortable with a blog and writing and typing, and do it, go out there and do it. If you are comfortable behind video, which, by the way, you don't even have to have your face on video. If you've checked out YouTube videos lately, some of them don't even show the person's face. So that's an option. But get out there, check things out, get out there, share your gifts with the world. More importantly, share your child-free gifts. Being a woman who is child-free, share your gifts with the world. There's enough. The world is big enough for all of us. So you shouldn't be worrying about that. So my challenge to you is, if you're a writer, start a blog for child-free women, for whatever. If you want to start a YouTube channel, go and do that. If you want to start a podcast, go and do that. Get our voices out there. There's so many things to share. Side note, I just thought of some ideas for podcasts, but it could be for anything. But imagine this, when you're searching, like, have you ever jumped on Pinterest and searched for something? Child-free women social group, child-free women lifestyle group, child-free women movies, quotes. If you search those things, there's not much that comes up that's exactly accurate. Unlike typing in mom vegan blogger, mom of multiples. So you get the picture? There's not much out there. So if there's not a lot out there, we're not going to be getting the stuff we're looking for. So create. And as always, head on over to the show notes for more details about this episode, how you can connect with me, how you can work with me, how you can come and join the Facebook group and hang out with like-minded child-free women.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend. Go live your not a mama life.